Blog Talk Radio.
Follow the Handle Your Business page. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/HandleYourBizRadio. Then you search for Handle Your Business Radio, and voila, you press follow. It doesn't get any easier, right? You web search, then you search for the show, and then you follow. Oh, and after you do that, since I know you're on your Facebook account and Instagram anyway, like the pages, Handle Your Business Radio and at Handle Your Biz Radio. Follow and like. Very simple steps. And be sure to tune in every Wednesday on blogtalkradio.com/HandleYourBizRadio for new episodes with me, Adee Surnay. You're staring at your computer anyway. Sounds like you should be liking and following a few things if you catch my drift. Hey guys, and welcome back to Handle Your Biz Radio. I'm your host, Adee Surnay, And I'm so glad to once again have you back with me for my second episode of Hannah Your Business Radio. It's honestly an honor. Who's ever listening, I'm just thankful for that. So now that we're back and now that we've gotten all the pleasantries out of the way, I want to actually talk to you about what this episode is about. It's my mother. Now, I know I said that the next episode was going to be about family. Well, what better way to talk about family than to talk about the person who literally is probably one of the most important people in the Hannah family, Cheryl Renee Chapman Hannah. Before I talk to you about my mom, I want to share with you this quick article I found. It's probably not the, you know, what you would think it would be. It's an article on what it means to be a mother. So just bear with me a little bit. I'm going to read the article. It's a little bit long. I'm going to try to not ramble through it, but so you can really hear what it means to be a mother. It's actually a really beautiful article. And I found it on Huffington Post. And the name of the article is called What It Means to Be a Mom. It's got this adorable picture of this mom with her new baby. And I mean, beautiful thing in the world. I'm going to tell you that right now. But it's on HuffingtonPost.com. It's by this woman called Jessica James. And she wrote this absolutely beautiful article about what to her it feels like to be a mom. Being a mom means more than having given birth to a child. It's loving and knowing a soul before you even see it. It's carrying and caring for a life completely dependent on you for survival. It's giving air to the lungs that grew within you and sight to the eyes that will never see you as anything but mommy. It's sleepless nights. It's nursing scratches and scrapes. It's being stern and protective. It's teaching them to talk and walk and eventually run. It's learning to hand your child to a stranger, to let them teach what you cannot at times. It's bracing them for a fall and dusting them off after they do. It's seeing them cry and not knowing how to fix it. So you sit at the floor and hold them and just let them cry right next to you. It's teaching them that they are smart and capable and funny and giving them the security to do great things. It's building their self-esteem, supporting their dreams and loving them unconditionally. It's letting them go, letting them fail, and teaching them how to get back up. It's going without so that they don't have to ever go without and being okay with it. Being a mother is a gift that is unimaginable to any woman who does not have a child in their life. It's a connection that is unmatched in any form of other relationship. It's a love that grows continually, a love that always wants more and better. It's being terrified that you can't prevent pain, injustice, heartbreak, and at times, even death. It's laughing at jokes that aren't even funny. By the way she says it, he or she says it, because it's hilarious. It's listening to stories that go on and on without a point. It's always being available for mommy watch me yells and mommy I need you please. It's drowning out the word mom repeated over and over in attempts to get your attention. It's songs sang out of tune and settling squabbles with siblings. It's being mean and teaching hard lessons that hurt you inside so deep you want to cry, but you must stand strong with resolve. It's being strong for them when you are weak. It's smiling when you want to cry and crying when you're smiling with pride. It's looking through photographs and feeling your heart swell with love and happiness when you see the beauty, the happiness, and light in your child's smile. Fusion. Mistakes, uncharted territory, and blindfolded guessing. It's snuggling on the couch, watching a movie, braiding hair till your fingers hurt. It's being woken up early on Saturday morning because they want to crawl in bed and be close to you. It's having the worst day and having them hug you and tell you, Mommy, I love you. and eating nothing more. It's a blessing, a gift, a relationship that never ends, and a love that never dies. It's the best thing it's the best thing that you can ever become. The greatest love that you will ever feel, and the best part of being you. You guys have to just bear with me for a second. That was really hard to read. It just makes me miss my mom. But you're listening. I love you, Mom, and I miss you so much. As I read that article, all I could think about was this woman. For as long as I can remember, I would tell people about my mom. The story of my birth is probably the biggest one that I could think of. Because, I mean, when you hear a story about doctors and nurses not even believing your mom when she tells you that you're actually on your way, and then the doctor coming in and noticing that your ears are kind of sticking out, that's a story worth telling. I mean, let's just be honest right now. That's definitely a story worth telling. But see, I'm not just talking about my childhood, not just because I don't remember most of it, which is the truth, I really don't, but because it's when I grew up that I really started to realize how amazing my mother was. She's a daughter, a great daughter, a wife, a business owner, a mother, a pastor, a minister, an engineer, a friend, a sister, an aunt, a cousin, a neighbor, a teacher, a leader, a personal doctor, your biggest fan, a voice of wisdom, a valedictorian, a critic, a caregiver, a supporter, a disciplinarian, a gardener, a baker, a cook, a knitter, a crafter, a personal braider, a shoulder to cry on, a voice of reason, a student, a graduate, a doctor, a mother in love, a praying woman, a blessed woman. And I need a hug. Let me give it to you, woman. A tear wiper, a smile that heals, a discount shopper, a grandmother, and a daughter and a follower of God. And believe me when I tell you, I could go on and on about my mom and how she's just touched so many people in her life. 60 years to a lot of people sounds old and gray and worn out, but to my mom, 60 years is a chance to thank God for so many wonderful things, so many wonderful people that she has in her life to celebrate with. She's managed to take everything that a mother is and ever will be and let God use her to expand it to exceed even his expectation. I mean, like I said, I could go days and days talking about this woman. I mean, sometimes I'm sitting around throughout the week and I'm like, wait a minute, I haven't talked to my mom. I mean, just this past weekend, I called her, she didn't answer, and I was like, okay, where is my mother? Turns out she was in Nova Scotia preaching, so kind of my fault, I forgot about that. But, you know, I just had to wait a few days and I got to talk to her. But that's what it's like to have Cheryl Hannah in your life. Talking to her, even if you happen to cry or get angry, or somewhere in the conversation you get confused, you never regret knowing that she's on the other end of that phone. I mean, like I said, I could literally go on and on about my mom. Honestly, they're not enough words in the English language to describe how amazing she is. But to you, Mom, Dr. Cheryl Renee Chapman Hannah, happy 60th birthday. 60 years ago, God blessed this earth with your presence. 33 years ago, he blessed you to be a wife. 32 years ago, he blessed you to begin your life as a mother, your journey as a mother, excuse me. And 5 years ago, an even better blessing, to be given the gift of being a grandmother. And the story, Mom, is only going to get better from here. I love you, and happy birthday. Well, if you're just tuning in, I, Denise Renee, am talking about my mom and how amazing she is and how wonderful she is and how much I love her and how much I'm sure everyone that is listening right now loves her. And just the name Cheryl Hannah, just you hear it and instantly you just get a smile on your face. It's one of those situations where you can't help but smile because she's been so amazing. But before I really give you the reason why I'm doing this tribute to her on this broadcast today, I'm going to take another quick break. But I want to let everyone know that what's coming up is beautiful and amazing, and it was my idea. I mean, I'm, you know, not taking credit for it, but as soon as I told my family about it, they leaped at the opportunity to do this for my mom, because none of us are near her, unfortunately. All of her children live miles and miles away, and we will not see her again for a couple of months. But knowing that she has these amazing people in her immediate family that leave her the chance to tell her how much we love her, that is something I could not wait to share with everybody. It took me a while. I'm going to tell you, I haven't edited in a long time, but I enjoyed it because just listening to it, it was amazing. I mean, my father rambled on a little bit, but we ain't going to talk about that. But anywho, I have a great presentation edited and produced by myself, but created by the Hannah Clan for you as soon as we come back. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I'm Adise Renee, and this is Hannah Your Biz Radio. Hey, guys. What are you doing at this very moment? Listening to the radio, right? Well, why not take the few minutes you have and go follow the Hannah Your Business page? All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio. Then you search for Hannah Your Business Radio, and voila, you press follow. It doesn't get any easier, right? You web search, then you search for the show, and then you follow. Oh, and after you do that, since I know you're on your Facebook account and Instagram anyway, like the pages, Hannah Your Business Radio and at Hannah Your Biz Radio. Follow and like. Very simple steps. And be sure to tune in every Wednesday on blogtalkradio.com/HannahYourBizRadio for new episodes with me, Adise Renee. You're staring at your computer anyway. Sounds like you should be liking and following a few things if you catch my drift. Hey, everybody, and welcome back with me, Adise Renee, to Hannah Your Biz Radio. So before I left you, I told you about a special presentation I have from the Hannah Clan. I'm not going to ramble. I'm not going to go on and on because it's just that beautiful that you just want to hear it. So instead of me running and continuing to talk, this is for you. Happy birthday from all of us.
21,900 days ago, the balance of the world changed. There was an awakening. That awakening would alter the direction of many lives henceforth. The advocates of both light and darkness acknowledged this disturbance in the Force, and in time would respond. From a small city in the Midwestern sector of the North American continent, there emerged a youthful prodigy, burning with curiosity and a passion for love and light. She would grow in knowledge of the Force of Light and use this knowledge to influence the direction of many she encountered. Advocates of the dark side, blinded by their own fears, attempted to thwart the works of this great soul unsuccessfully. Fearlessly, she walked in the light as a force for what is right and good and true. On this day, she has been given the gift of perseverance from the force of light. Light affirms its relationship with one of its own soldiers. With this soldier, the army of light burns that much brighter. Happy birthday, Cheryl Renee Chapman Hannah.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mama Hannah.
We love you.
Love you.
60 wonderful years, and we wish you 60 more. Have a great day.
Bye.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
This is Michael.
And Kel.
And your birthday is today by the time you receive this. And you're awesome. You're wonderful.
And dynamic.
And you're kind of a lot of the things that a lot of people want to be. You know, you're successful professionally. You're successful in love and family. And
you're a great friend.
None of these things can be replaced, or, you know, you're kind of incomparable. And we wanted to take the time to just say that and show that in a way that hopefully warms your heart on this day, momentous as it may not seem to you, but it is to us.
We love you, and we hope that you have an amazing birthday, as amazing as you are.
I love you so much. You've been the best. You've been a guide and a mother and a friend, and hopefully a better friend as my life continues on, to me and to Kel. We love you both. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Mommy. I love you. And words are not even written to describe how wonderful you are. To 60 wonderful, amazing years. And I so pray that God blesses you with 60 more. I love you, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday from me and from William. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom. I love you more than life itself.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, here I am. Happy birthday to you.
Hi. Say happy birthday. We love you. And with that, there really is not much else to say. Thank you so much for being part of my special presentation to my mother. I'm so glad that you joined me, even if just for a few minutes. I am Adise Renee, and this is Handle Your Biz Radio. And be sure to join me again next week, Wednesday, March 23rd, for another episode of Handle Your Business Radio, where we will actually talk family. Oh, and be sure to like my page on Facebook, Handle Your Business Radio, and on Instagram at Handle Your Biz Radio. Follow me on blogtalkradio.com. Also, be sure to follow my profile as well. It's been great, you guys, and have a happy and safe St. Patrick's Day. I love you, and I'm outie.